This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to King Philip of Belgium over phone yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that they discussed deepening strong bilateral ties, boosting trade and investment, and advancing collaboration in innovation and sustainability. Mr. Modi also appreciated the recent Belgian economic mission to India, led by Princess Astrid. In Jammu and Kashmir, three terrorists were killed while an equal number of security forces personnel lost their lives in an encounter in Sufran forest area of Juthana in Kathua district last night. Four other security personnel, including a deputy superintendent of police and one paracommando, sustained injuries. The encounter began yesterday morning after security forces conducting a search operation re-established contact with a group of terrorists in the Sufran forest area. Three terrorists have been killed, though their bodies have not been recovered. Reinforcements were sent to the area and the security personnel came under heavy fire from the terrorists. The encounter site is about 30 kilometers from where five terrorists were spotted on March 23 near Sanyal village along the international border in Hiranagar sector. After that sighting, a cordon and search operation was launched, but the terrorists managed to escape after a gunfight. Since then, a multi-layer combing operation has been ongoing. Uttar Pradesh Director General of Police Prashant Kumar has issued security guidelines to ensure law and order during the upcoming Eid ul-Fitr festival. The directives have been communicated to all zonal additional director generals of police, commissioners of police, regional inspectors general, deputy inspectors general, senior superintendents of police and superintendents of police across the state. According to the guidelines, police arrangements must be made under the zone and sector scheme with sensitive areas identified for security deployment. Authorities have been instructed to prevent any new traditions from being introduced and to update the list of antisocial elements for preventive action. The DGP has emphasized holding meetings with peace and committee members and religious leaders to secure their cooperation. Senior officials have been directed to visit all venues, conduct flag marches with adequate police and PSC forces and involve the available CAPF. The Ministry of Women and Child Development has invited applications for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar. Applicants can apply through the National Awards portal from 1st of April. In a statement, the ministry said that any child who is an Indian citizen residing in India, aged 5 years and not exceeding 18 years, as of 31st of July 2025, is eligible for these awards. The ministry organizes the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar every year to honour exceptional children for achievements in bravery, sports, social service, science and technology, environment, arts and culture. The last date to apply online is 31st of July. President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, will be on a 5-day visit to India starting 1st of April. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament, senior officials, business associations, media and prominent Chileans involved in the India-Chile Cultural Connect. This will be the President Boric's first visit to India as the President. During the visit, President Boric will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi on 1st of April, covering the entire gamut of India-Chile relations. The Prime Minister will host a lunch in honor of the visiting dignitary. President Boric will meet President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in his honour. President Boric will also visit Agra, Mumbai, Bengaluru before returning to Chile on 5th of April. India bagged 1 silver and 2 bronze medals at Senior Asian Wrestling Championship in Amman, Jordan on day 3 of the competition yesterday. Indian women grapplers delivered impressive performances, with Ritika securing a silver medal while Muskan and Mansi latter earned a bronze each. Ritika, competing in the 76 kg category, secured India's first silver medal of the championship. And that is the end of this news bulletin.